The three points that arise in connection with the observance of the second precept concern ways of taking the not given, not specifically mentioned in the Buddhist tradition: gratitude and indebtedness. Since the second precept is, like all the other precepts, primarily an ethical principle, it follows that we should not be content to confine ourselves to such applications of this principle as are specifically mentioned in the Buddhist scriptures. To confine ourselves in this way is to be guilty of ethical formalism, and ethical or pseudo-ethical formalism is one of the greatest enemies of Buddhism and of the spiritual life generally. Among the various forms of taking the not given, which are not, to the best of my knowledge, known to Buddhist tradition, at least in the sense that abstention from them is not explicitly enjoined in connection with the second precept, are taking the time or taking the energy of another person against his wish or her wishes. We take time from another person when we force ourselves upon them, when they have work to do, or when we force them to listen to talk which they have no wish to hear. This form of adinadana, or seizing or grasping the not given, is very common in modern social life, and not entirely unknown in ancient social life either, if we can believe Horace. Buddhists should do their best to avoid it, both inside and outside the spiritual community. Taking the energy or vitality of another person against his or her wishes, which is closely connected with taking their time, is even more pernicious. Here, one forces oneself upon another to such an extent and compels them to listen to one's complaints or appeals or tirades for so long that you eventually reduce them to a state of physical prostration, emotional exhaustion, and even nervous collapse. Having drained another of their energy in this way, one may sometimes be heard to remark, either to one's victim or to some third party, "I really enjoyed our little chat." Human vampires of this sort are sometimes quite oblivious to the damage they do and fail to realize, if they are Buddhists, that they are breaking the second precept, and probably the first as well. This is not to say that one may not take the time and energy of another, and even drain them if you really need to do so, and if they are themselves willing to give you their time and energy to this extent, which brings us to the subject of gratitude. When you are given something you need, and especially when you are given it freely and willingly, the natural human response is to feel grateful. If you do not feel grateful, something is wrong. Either the need itself is an unhealthy and even neurotic need, and hence not really capable of satisfaction, and one can hardly feel gratitude for a satisfaction that has not been experienced, or else one's attitude is one of seizing and grasping, regardless of whether the other person wants to give you what you need or not. Real gratitude can be felt only when you take from another person both what you genuinely need and what they are willing to give. Gratitude can be felt, therefore, only by the mature and integrated, that is, by true individuals. And true individuals not only feel but express gratitude. It is perhaps significant that within the Western Buddhist Order and the Friends of the Western Buddhist Order, expressions of gratitude have become increasingly common in recent years. This is a very positive development indeed. Formerly, one hardly heard an expression of gratitude from one year's end to the other. Now, I am glad to say, expressions of gratitude are to be heard, if not every day, then at least two or three times a week.